Come, Holy Spirit, bless this unworthy priest that I may share with humility and with the heart. And may the Holy Spirit be in the heart of each one of us and all of you joining us now online. Sisters and brothers, may I invite you to start just to bow your head. And will you please close your eyes, quiet down. Dami tayong naiisip, so many things. Just be still and imagine Jesus looking at you, smiling at you. Listen to the sound of silence. Slow down your breathing. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know that I love you. I have a plan for you. I am in complete control of everything and of everyone. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. I am with you. Be still. Amen. Amen. And you open your eyes with a smile. Sisters and brothers, we just experienced a simple moment of prayer, recharging. Kailangan natin po yan. The gospel today from St. Mark reads, rising early before dawn, he went off to a deserted place where he prayed. That is the secret of our Lord. Why he had the power, why he had the strength, because he knew how to pray. He knew how to listen to the Lord. Marami sa atin po, very busy. And we hardly pray. Nagmamadali, ang dami tayong iniisip. Yes, that's life. Kung wala kang prayer life, para ba yung barko, a ship that has no anchor? When the waves come, kung saan-saan ka lang natitilapon. But if you have an anchor, steady ka lang, and you don't sink. Today, the Lord reminds us, find your desert. Do you have a quiet time? Do you have a prayer time? Just you and God, up close and personal. If you don't have that, many of us become vain, shallow, empty, proud. Mababaw na. So please, brothers and sisters, paala-ala lang po, nalolobat tayo. What do? Charge. By the way, may balita ako na mayroong cellphone ngayon, kahit 3 months, hindi ka na mag-charge. Wow! Pero medyo inconvenient lang kasi yung baterya ng motorsiklo, ilalagay mo dito, backpack. you smiled a little. That's a beautiful connection with God. When you realize, oh nga pala, panay kasi ako problema, panay mga hurts. Your life is not just about problems. Choose to connect with God and to recharge. First of all, Jesus took time to pray. Question, when do you take time to pray? You must have a regular praying time. Most of us pray before you wake up, right? No, that's wrong. Tulog ka pa noon eh. After you wake up. Start the day with prayer. Open the day is the key. Open the day with prayer. Don't open the day with your cell phone. Scroll ka na ng scroll. Itapon muna kaya. Ay, huwag naman. Ilapag mo lang muna yan. That can wait. You know why? All those appointments, all those concerns, wala na yan kung hindi ka nagising ngayong umaga. If you did not wake up this morning, what are all those concerns you have? Wala yan. So first thing is, thank you, Lord. I'm still alive. I always start the day by kneeling down. Because when you kneel down, you don't have to say anything. Lord, I'm just kneeling down. I acknowledge you as my God. I'm grateful. I depend on you. I know you will be with me. You start the day right if you start it with God. Please start the day right. And Jesus reminds us too that you draw strength in prayer. Kung wala kang prayer life, andali ka maapektuhan. People, you meet all kinds of people who pressure you, who question you, who demand time from you, demand everything. What do you do? Kung wala kang prayer life, papatulan mo lahat yan. I'd like to share with you very important steps I hope you learn. As karamihan sa atin, we always stepping forward. Keep going. Okay yan. But there's another step you must all learn. A step that says, stop. Forward ka ng forward. Learn to stop. Okay? Number two, learn to step back. And number three, learn to step aside. If you don't know these steps, panay ka lang, fight ng fight. You choose your battles. Huwag mong papatulan lahat ng mga tao. There are times when you say, oh, atras na ako dito. Oh, I step aside. Go ahead. What's the problem? You cannot fight all the battles. Remember, Father Crispin would sing to us that song, "The Warrior is a Child." It's a beautiful line of that song. When somebody says, they don't know that I come running home when I fall down. They don't know who picks me up when no one is around. I drop my sword and cry just for a while. 'Cause deep inside this armor, the warrior is a child. No matter how tough you are, how powerful you are, there's always the child in you that needs time, peace, and rest. For even soldiers need a quiet place to rest. So please, be good to yourself. Slow down. Stop. Step back. Step aside. Please learn those steps. Otherwise, you burn out. This is where prayer comes. So, during the day, what helps me recharge? Charging. By the way, there's a beautiful line from the Desiderata that says, the first line, go placidly amidst the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. Ang daming chatter, noise pollution. What do? You see a lot of teenagers to filter the noise, shut off the noise. Headphone. May sarili na silang mundo. Hindi naman po ganun. What I'm saying is you have to tone down from time to time. What do I do during the day? Well, during the day, I pause. I called it the acknowledgement prayer. I invite you now to join me. Learn this prayer. Again, bow your head. Just close your eyes. And just say, Father, you are here. Ama, narito po kayo right now. Jesus, you are here. O Jesus, narito po kayo. Holy Spirit, you are here with me. Espiritu Santo, narito po kayo. Mama Mary, you are here. I acknowledge you. Saints and martyrs, you are here with me. Dear guardian angel, you are here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Mama Mary. Thank you, saints and martyrs. Thank you, guardian angel. Amen. Amen. Very short, but you are in the presence of God. Acknowledgement prayer. Okay? Recharge. Different times of the day. Stop ka muna. Sarado mo yung office mo. Shut off everything and just acknowledge God who is present. Number two, how do I recharge during the day? Ito po yung tinatawag kong whisper prayer. During the day, busy day, a lot of work, a lot of people, a lot of irritants. How do I face it? With the Lord. And the Lord whispers to me, kung daming trabaho, He reminds me, JLM, just love me. Yung ginagawa mo niyan, just love me. O nga pala, no? Then, okay. And then the Lord whispers to me when I meet all kinds of people, and He tells me, Jerry, just love them. That's all. And when the Lord whispers to me, Jerry, just be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Napakaganda po eh. Na the Lord whispers to you, pinapaalala sa atin what it's all about. And then the picture becomes clearer. And one more thing. Recharge during the day, periodic smiling. Kahit mag-isa ka lang. Pag-ngiti-ngiti ka lang, Lord, you're here. Ngiti mo na lang. When you smile, a lot of things fall into place. Eh. Try that. Huwag naman yung naglalakad ka sa kalye na nakaingiti-ingiti ka, ganun, mag-isa ba? Ano nangyari dito? But occasionally, please don't forget, some people never smile the whole day. Kagigising pa lang, nakasimangot na. The whole day, hindi man lang nag-smile, matutulog na lang, nakasimangot pa rin. It's your call. Those moments of, okay lang, lalang. By the way, nung naoperahan ako sa lung, and many people keep asking, what happened, Father? Tinanggal yung lung mo, Father? Ano nangyari? Sabi ko na lang, edi wala lang. wala lang. Wala na lang. If that makes you smile, congratulations. You have connected with the Lord already. So mga kapatid, smile. Smile, at kung pwedeng dagdagan mo pa ng song. O busy ka, Lord, why am I doing all these things? And you know the song that comes? Boy. B-O-Y. Because of you. Okay. Then it makes sense. Oh, minsan kinakanta ko pa nga. Kantayan natin. Because of you. Because of you, my life has changed. Thank you for the love. Because of you, I feel no shame. Because of you, I... Hindi pa makarelate mga ibang senior doon, ano? Ganito na lang. Marami sa atin, we remember the why. Oh Lord, because of you. We remember the boy because of you. But you don't remember the feelings anymore. And I remember the boy anymore. Ano sabi? I don't remember the lyrics anymore. All right. You see, when you sing and smile, you connect with the Lord already. Ang problema lang, marami sa atin, this is the problem. You've lost that loving feeling. Let's sing it. You've lost that loving feeling. Wow, relate na sila. Oh, that loving feeling. You've lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone. Gone. Wow, hanggang wow na. Panahon na natin yan, ano? Anyway, brothers and sisters, any time of the day, connect with God. Recharge with God. And dear friends, by the way, many of us really need to be more silent. That's why yesterday was the feast of Saint Blaise, patron of the illnesses of the throat. Idagdag na rin natin illnesses of the tongue. Dapat po, we should be healed from words. I call it D-O-H. Sana malinis ang ating mga mouth and tongue. D, from dirty words. Erase. It's not okay. It's not okay na nagmumura. Akala natin, okay naman yan. No, it's not okay. Tell the children, look, don't use dirty words. Okay? Klaro yan. Dirty word. Oh, ano pang dapat number two? Oh, I don't know how to call it, but over-talking. Overuse of words. Mayroong steps na ngayon, no? Yung pedometer. You can count 10,000 steps. Baka may marunong gumawa ng apps. I call it verbometer. Word meter. Yung app, sabi niya, naka 10,000 words ka na, ha? Ang gandang paalaala yun. non-stop chatter. Chatter. You go to the social media, mga comments, silence. You don't have to comment about everything. You don't have to put your opinion about everyone. Stop. Step back. Step aside. It's okay. You don't have to put in your insight to everything. All right? And number three, H, may you be healed from saying hurting words. Stop hurting people. Well, stop shouting at people. And stop hurting people's feelings. So this is our prayer today. Lord, free us from dirty words, from overusing words, oversupply of words, and from hurting words. More prayer, less chatter. More prayer, less chatter. Please bow your heads. Put them all together now. Smile at the Lord. And may God bless you. May you find time for silence. And you end the day also with prayer. That makes your day complete. Stay with us, Lord. May we listen more to you, and may we listen less to ourselves. Amen and amen.